Log Talk Radio.
Coming in your respective area right there, what type of signal you're receiving, one for the worst, 10 for the best. Glory to the King. Sure is nice to be in the land of the living.
Yes.
You know, we only got one streaming. No, we got three streaming. You don't have it on Facebook, huh?
Yep. You
have
four.
We're saying go live on Facebook. I guess it's this one.
What's that? That one is the one that got messed up.
Okay, yeah, but it's still there.
One, two, three, four.
Yeah. Oh, hallelujah. Today I was looking at a video from the Hot Wheels where we had a feast in 2018. You should see how many people that were there are gone now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. I remember Brian Coward. I call him, you know what I mean. But anyway, you look at people like him, and then Brother Ugly, and you go, what was the reason why they left? You know, there's a lot of times that people are mentally disturbed, that they create stuff, conjure up stuff in their own minds to justify whatever action they're doing. I don't know. I just don't understand the generation. I ain't trying to understand it either. You're following,
yes,
because you'll wreck your brain trying to understand the generation. This generation is something else. Really. Really. Feast of Trumpets. We're up on the Feast of Trumpets.
Yeah.
It's going to start tomorrow night at 6:31 p.m., so we'll probably be out there walking around. Probably about 5:45, 6 o'clock, something like that. Mm-hmm. Don't know how long we're going to walk this year.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! Yeah. And then 10 days after that, Day of Atonement.
Hallelujah. Bless his name.
Day of Atonement. Brother, by the way, Brother Brad from North Carolina and his family is up visiting. Sure is good to see him.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. That's another Israelite sister that was taken out of, you know, just a crappy situation. Now she's in with a responsible Israelite.
Hallelujah.
And he's living the life. They living the life. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that beautiful. Of course, then 4 days after the Day of Atonement, comes the Feast of Shavuot.
Yes.
Tabernacles.
It's
amazing, man. We usually get tired after the first day, and we just work on time for the next 4 or 5 days. I'll try to pace myself this feast. Either that or just being old is going to pace me something. You know what I mean? I don't know. But the fifth is when the saints start to arrive. Man, because y'all see how fast that these weeks are rolling along. They just rolling. They are just rolling. Bless all y'all Israelites, friends, foes, and enemies. We send blessings all y'all way. Glad that y'all here with us tonight. We got a few things we're going to talk about here. The weather is changing. Now, there was a hot day this week that almost make you think that the weather wasn't going to change. You know what I mean? It's like, what the world? Where'd that come from? And the weather is actually taking its time. When you look at the trees, it's taking its time to turn. You know, I remember growing up in this region. Well, I wasn't up here. I was like 70 miles the other way. But I remember when them leaves, when they fell off trees and stuff, when they were on the trees, so vivid in color, bright yellows, reds, oranges. I mean, it was just vivid colors. Now they look all dirty and nasty, like they've been fried and they're trying to come out with it. I just, you know, man, Satan doing what he's supposed to do, isn't he? Just tap every damn thing.
Hallelujah.
We thank the Father.
Yes,
for Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. Yes, sir. Bless his holy name.
Always do.
Yes.
Always.
Because
if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be nothing.
If it had not been.
If it wasn't for him, we'd all be doomed.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And then we thank Jesus for sending the Holy Spirit.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. Yep. That Holy Spirit definitely keeps us encouraged.
Yes, sir.
The Holy Spirit keeps us encouraged.
Yes. Charged up.
Man, those some nice looking chocolate chip cookies.
Yes.
They don't look like no snowball cookies.
Mm-hmm. No, they don't taste like me.
Fruits of the Spirit.
They don't taste like them either.
Ellis,
appreciate the super chat offering there. Shabbat shalom, preacher, and thanks for the Most High God. Y'all can't wait until Tabernacles. Man, thank you, bro.
Yes.
Omar, Shabbat shalom, Pastor Dow, straightway. Thanks, and North Carolina family. Glory, thank y'all for your cash out there. You know, I think the beautiful part about this, you always look forward to this time of year because the beautiful part is we get to see all the saints again.
Every
time, you know, I played that last time and YouTube gave me a warning strike.
Wow.
I see people on here saying all kinds of stuff. If I even sneeze something that way, boy, they give me a strike.
Wow.
The double standard somewhere. I'm not, isn't it something?
Yes, sir.
This world so do got it out for y'all's righteous, though.
That's it. Yep.
Bring me one of them cookies. Y'all can't discern and read between lines, but I'm asking about a cookie. I just got finished saying that cookie don't look store-bought. I don't ask for much.
Anyway,
see, he's trying to be funny now. Look, I tell you, a cookie, look what they did. Probably a whole plate of
it.
Huh? Here.
Yeah. Whole cookie.
Gotta have y'all cookie. How many calories is cookie?
No! There's no chocolate juice in that cookie. You know that this ain't snowball.
Where's our remote at, man? We gotta cut our star on this phone, man.
It's dead.
Oh, man. Oh, well. It's dead. Need batteries.
But look at that cookie. Look at that. That thing look like flat earth, don't it?
It does. Got mountains, valleys, depressions, hilltops. Just got finished having a tornado. I'm good. Oh, man. Hey, let me tell you something. We're going to talk about a few things tonight, all right? Need be said. I've got to... Now I'm going to talk about economic, social, political, economic, and religious. Because I've been on the cutting edge because y'all notice y'all been listening to me any length of time over the years. Whenever I usually make a prediction, I usually tell y'all, you need to look at this, you need to do this. El Rupert said, I've been batting 1,000.
Yes, sir.
See, my batting average is 1,000. Hmm? You trying to tell my thing on, man?
Yes.
You tell that up, I'm going to tell you up. How you put it on? Where's the remote?
Where's the remote?
Man, is his car done hit?
Yes, sky, yes.
Hurricane is sky. Ranger to the offering, bless the shepherd. Shabbat shalom, saints. I'm up here.
Shalom.
At DMV, the saints, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
See y'all soon, shepherd.
Hallelujah.
All right. All y'all people at DMV, you got the instructor up there, so shut up and learn.
True.
No, for real.
Mm-hmm.
Just shut up and learn so that way you can be better.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you think you know, throw it out. You don't know nothing.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's what we need, teachable spirits.
Yes, sir.
I'm being struck. You may know a little bit about something, man, but that don't mean, come on, man. You can always get yourself in a position where you can learn something.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Inside that gear, they ain't going to put up with it anyway. So when y'all get, if he's up there to train, y'all get on that range, y'all can get it. I'm going to be like, when the hell is that? That's what I hear about frogmen, too. The frogman usually stays in this lake, used pretty quiet, a boy. And he comes out, he'll get his trunk, get out there and ready. Like, what the? Who is that?
Yes, sir.
Ain't nothing personal. Rod, submissive wife. Happy life. Blessings, 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 sister. Man, they sure do. Man, YouTube be giving you hell, don't they? She can't even make, just visiting. Well, anyway, y'all keep y'all fellowship face on them. But, man, Rhonda, man, every time she does something, I don't know what goes on, man. You know what it is, right? She's a woman trying to teach women how to behave towards their husband.
Yes, indeed.
And she truly is a submissive wife to her husband.
Hallelujah. That's
what she is. And they don't like that. They don't like that.
Yes, sir.
And I looked at a video. Somebody sent me the council culture. And they was talking about some guy by the name of Andrew Tate.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, they took him off every platform.
Yeah.
Every single platform. I'm like, what did he do? You're going to find out he didn't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to freedom of speech?
Ooh.
I guess it ain't freedom of speech if you're on a private platform, right?
Come on.
Mm-hmm. I know that Trump has launched Truth Social. I think it's an app you have to download. I don't know all the ins and outs. I'm a Johnny come lately, all this stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can get her.
Hmm?
I can get her. There's a site called Get Her.
Getter?
G-E-T-T-R.
G-E-T-T-R. What is that?
It's almost like Facebook, except without the censoring.
And you can get on there and just go in, huh? G-E-T-T-R. R. .com?
No, just Getter. It's an app. It's an app.
Oh, it's an app?
Yeah.
Oh. You know what? I'll be doing this cookie in a minute. Y'all bear with me. They started. That cookie was looking good on there. Mind you, I don't eat sweets, but it's probably... Today is probably the first time I've eaten maybe sweets this week, maybe. Maybe. If I can remember. G-E-T-T-R. Say they believe in free speech, there you go right there.
Mm.
Hmm? All right, go check that out. And it believes in open debate, and it promises not to shadow ban you. I'm signed up, hope you do too. Nigel Farage. What's Nigel Farage doing over there? I remember Nigel Farage, right? He's over there in England. He be going in too. Nice place to go in. Is he still a politician over there now still? Y'all don't know Nigel Farage. I keep going with stuff like that for y'all.
That's
they probably be going in. Mm-hmm. Told the people about Brexit, but they don't want to hit anyway. Never mind. We ain't going to get off on it, okay? But, what was I talking about?
True.
You know, I'll be testing y'all young folks, and it is what he said. That's right. I'm telling you, I'm going to get to y'all, too. Y'all cut out of a different mold than what we were when we were young. Damn. You sure y'all wasn't on Ritalin and Prozac and all that shit when y'all was younger? Lee, Brother Lee, bless you, all the Straightway Saints. The only family that I have, I ain't, we've been on that, man. So, you'll get on the social media, right? The first thing people do is, they can't, the cognitive dissonance is just amazing because I can post a video and it's about a particular subject. They can't stay on point for nothing. They struggle to stay on point. First thing they do, what about your boy Trump? Have y'all ever heard me criticize Trump?
Yes, sir.
I'll be lighting his ass up.
Yes, sir.
My first indictment is about his coward ass getting out of Vietnam just like that coward ass Clinton. I'm with Jesse Ventura on that. They're all chicken hawks. That's why. All of them are chicken hawks. Tell me you got bone spurs. Oh, okay, if you got bone spurs, how the hell you gain weight and walk on them for the next 50 years? See, the entitled, they get out all this. Clinton jumps ship with the Canada. Then they want to take Ali and throw him in jail.
Mm-hmm.
He said, what the hell, I want to go over there and fight a Viet Cong. He never called me a nigga.
Yeah.
And I got people calling me a nigga in my own backyard. I should be fighting the people here. Mm-hmm. That's what Muhammad Ali said. And then the latest in the news, anyway, I'll let Trump have it. Look, when you do something right, I'm going to tell people you did it right. You do it wrong, tell you did it wrong. I just can't find nothing right about the Democrats. Everybody said, oh, Barack Obama, man, what a good president. I said, okay, just name me one thing he did for black folks. Then when I started running down the list of what Trump did, all of a sudden, you're a Trump, all that, my God. It's just facts. As the old saying goes, we may all be entitled to our own opinion, but we definitely not entitled to our own facts. So anyway, I posted a 41-minute video over biblical marriage. First thing that came out is suspect. First one out the gate. But I'm not amazed, but there's more women in there that's actually saying truth, just about same as men. Because you know nobody will want to debate these subjects. And when I say debate, I'm talking about a professional format with a moderator. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Not just we stand behind the pulpit and shout at each other.
Order.
That ain't no, nah. Yeah, I got to have some order.
Yes, sir.
Nobody won't do that. And most people said, man, you go read those comments, man. So I'm like, wow. Man, I ain't never heard this before. You gave me a lot to think about. Good. That's the whole purpose.
Yes,
try to get y'all to start thinking for one thing in life. What's wrong with that?
Yes, sir. So true. I mean.
Kim Everson, boss, you've been hot. I post every once in a while Kim Everson's videos on Patreon. Not all of them, just the ones that would have some type of interest or bearing with us. And man, she'd be on it too, though. She'd be on it. She'd be on it. Now, Verizon done went the way of CNN, MSNBC. And I don't even look at, matter of fact, I have not even looked at an episode of Verizon since she's left. Not one. But anyway, it's like Gabby when she was on, what news source I forget she was with. Man, she was with a news source too. She was good too, and then she kicked the traces because they tried to put a gag order on. But anyway, let's go ahead and get into the, hey, I'm looking forward to seeing all y'all Israelites. I want y'all to listen to me. Okay, listen. When you come in, you're going to get to a certain area. We on the right side of the road. We have these redneck hillbillies up here. Do not drive on their land. Don't even touch a blade of grass on their land. Leave the heathens alone. Now listen, because they're all going to know what time of the year it is. They hate it too.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody going to know.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody going to know. So when you once you get on the Pumpkin Town lane, I want y'all to cruise. Take your time because there's a lot of Israelites. Cars are going back and forth each way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right? Take your time. Be content. All right? But stay off the heathen's land. And I hope and pray that nobody knocked their mailbox over this year.
Yeah, I don't need.
We don't need no more mailboxes here. Over here now. Mm-hmm. Maybe one year we'll be able to get on one accord, huh?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. All right, we got to go into some economics here just for a second. Looking forward to seeing all y'all speed, okay? Economic. Israel, I wish. Matter of fact, let me put my notes up here for a second. All right, Israel. Y'all listen to me. I wish I had better news. But I don't. But yet I do have good news. For us who are preparing is good news, but for the people that ain't and don't listen, it's bad news. Fernandez, thank you, brother, for your Cash App offering. All of y'all contribute there, Cash App, every single one of you, PayPal, bless y'all. George, appreciate it. Thank you, George. I want y'all to listen real close, okay? This economy is not going to get any better. No time soon. I remember I've been telling y'all that when they was talking about that we won't work there. Well, Biden denies that we're in a recession. We are in a recession. And you can feel it. You can see it. Every time you go to the gas pump, every time you go to the store, he can tell. You're going to see it even more so. We're not going to get any better. And I'm going to tell you, Jay Charles, bless you. Can you recommend a strong drink to bring? Well, if you want to bring a strong drink to me, you can give me some Johnny Walker Blue Label. But when you go to that store and see how much it costs, you know, it's going to cost about $250. If that's too hard on the pocket, just bring a 15-year. Ain't that right? Glenfiddich? That'll do. But anyway, hey, bless you. If you're bringing it for me, if you just bring it for, you bring a drink for anybody, anything you bring, you'll be fine. Because we got some professional drinkers, man. But anyway, hey, y'all, check this out. So, I told y'all the recession, it ain't going to get better no time soon. And what happened? What did Jerome Powell do? He raised the interest rate another 3/4 basis points. Huh? Did a video. I just barely got it out. And everything, let me tell y'all something. Just so that y'all don't be looking for a silver lining in the cloud anytime soon, we're staring at least 8 to 12 years. So this environment that we're in right now, it's going to stay like this. And now, it ain't going to stay, it's going to get worse. I actually think that they're going to end up having the interest rates somewhere upwards of 15 and 20%. Got to. Look at what Biden did. They promised this inflation. But keep just throwing money all over the place, just slinging money all over the dang place. And Trump slung money all over the place before that, and Obama slung money all over the place before that, and Bush slung money all over the place before that, and Clinton slung money all over the place before that, and then Bush Sr. slung money all over the place before that, and Reagan started slinging money too, along with Carter. All of them did. But, man, they really started slinging money, though, when Bush Jr. got in office. Man, they said, forget this billion stuff. They just go for the gusto, trillions. And then, man, by the time Obama got in there, and then Trump, he got a couple of them. But what Biden has done, he done spent more money, done printed more money out of thin air than what Trump did in his whole administration. And Obama combined. They be telling y'all is 2, 3, 4 trillion. It's like 6, 7, 8 trillion. That's what's happening right now. And you and don't go to the news. And don't go to CNNBC. And don't go to none of these people out there, because all they're going to do is give, make you to believe in a false hope. Y'all listen to Pastor Dow. Listen,
I mean,
we're staring at Great Depression times. It ain't going to get any better. So that's why I keep telling y'all, stop all your ripping. Stop all your running. This ain't no time to sit up there and try to gallop around every single day. Go do. You better learn some stuff that's low cost. Like, but now you go fishing. A very enjoyable time. And plus, you get to put food on the table. See what I mean?
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you, y'all better change your mind. If you don't worry about it. The system's going to change it anyway.
Yep.
So these interest rates, I mean, you give it another few more months. They're going to go. They're going to be right back at it again. They're going to up them some more. Watch, mark my words. They're going to up them some more. And not only that, I don't give a damn what you invest in. Stocks, bonds, treasuries, mutual funds, crypto. You're gonna lose in every way. Every way, shape, fashion, or form. And all the silver line we got is if they ever do anything with XRP. If they, but other than that, stocks, bonds, all that. Look, we're going to be watching stock markets crash all over the place. A lot of people will get wiped out, literally. A lot of people gonna lose money, a lot of money. It ain't gonna be like 2008. It's gonna be like, this is gonna be like 1930. Now, you ain't got nobody out there talking like that. I'm usually right about this stuff. When I'm talking about 1930, and some of you, they live in those population centers, boy, y'all get ready for the soup lines. We'll see how this is working for you. Yeah, gonna be more wars, but I'm telling you what. I don't care what you invest in. If you're gonna invest in anything, I don't think they can continue to keep on suppressing what's going on, because we're looking at Zimbabwe and Weimar Republic. Ah, passed out. Ah, you're just so pessimistic, man. Your outlook, your whatever you pronosticating. I'm not pronosticating a damn thing. I'm telling you straight up. This is just what's going to happen. Silver and gold. Better hold on to it. The only thing ain't never been a zero, but stocks getting ready to go zero. Get y'all. Companies getting ready to fail. Businesses are failing. You see, every time they raise these interest rates, you know what they're doing, right? They're stopping the flow of goods and services coming in. And they're stopping businesses from hiring people. Because they can't just continue to keep on doving out all these money. They're not going to do that. And the only reason why that they keep saying that the reason why the job's up, is because the people out there, you have to understand, when you are used to living a certain lifestyle, I know. Hey, Summer, come here for a second. I'm watching. I'm going to tell you the type of conversations we have when we go places. So listen to this. This is something, as if you ain't busy with this little dude. Now, I need to listen. I'm telling y'all. We were in Georgia, what, about a month ago?
Yes, sir.
And I remember we was talking to the gym owners.
Yes, sir.
Remember her? What's that lady name, the gym owner?
Is it Shannon?
Yeah, it could be Shannon. Shannon.
Something like that.
So, we went there and we were talking to her, right?
Yes, sir.
And we was asking about, you know, how the economy working for them and going for them and doing for them down there. Mind you, these are business owners. They own a gym.
Right.
All right?
Yes, sir.
What does she have to do? What is she doing when she's not working at the gym?
She has a part-time job at Outback.
Outback.
And her
husband
had to go back into his field that he got his degree in.
And the girl?
All of their children have to also get jobs as well.
To contribute to their livelihood. And you know the reason why that is? Thank you very much. You know the reason why that is? The reason why that is because they live a certain lifestyle, a certain status. And in order to keep that up, you see what I mean? Because inflation, gas pump.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Inflation, energy costs. Inflation, grocery store. Are you following me? It's hitting everybody. It's hitting them all. It's hitting them. When you used to putting $20 or $30 in the tank, and then you go over there and it's averaging $119, $100 bucks or more, that stuff starts coming around quick. It does. We talking about these are business owners. See, what I'm talking about, we talking with people on the street.
Yes, sir.
And every time you go, you see these strip malls right here, you see another business done closed up. Another one done closed up. Another one done closed up. You know the reason why? Because the powers that be want the corporations to thrive.
Yes, sir.
Get rid of mom and pop stores.
True.
Remember, I remember 28 years ago, I said that Walmart is going to be the distribution center for the new world order. Sure did. And what they start doing? They start putting Walmart in rural areas. Rural areas. They got them in the big city, and they also got them in a rural area. You can drive to them. 40 miles. You there. So don't you believe anything that they're telling you on social media. Don't you believe in what they're telling you on TV? The people that are in the know, they're pretty much, they're economically sound, they're pretty much talking the way I'm talking. Well, Pastor Dow, what do we do? Anytime I talk like this, I always give solutions. You may not like it, but I always give solutions. I always do. You may not like it, because it ain't what you want to hear, but I always give solutions. And you wait, your Dollar General just done popped up all over the place, ain't they?
Yeah,
think about that. And guess what? Is thing a dollar anymore, a Dollar General? Is it a dollar anymore, a Dollar Tree? They need to take a dollar stuff down.
$5.
They know that they're doing is following the same thing with Walmart. Remember, Walmart was all about America, buy America. And then when Sam died, boy, it was all China. It was China Mart. It was straight up China. He bring the Chinese in, cheap goods, sir, bring them all in. Profits. Pinch them pennies. And you wait for Europe this winter. And when y'all see this stuff, you're going to be like, what in the world? Russia has got France and Germany by the short ass. They got them. They depend on them for energy. They got them. Got them. They do have some stored reserves, but they're not full.
Right.
They're not full. They got them. They got them. It gets cold in Europe. Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
It gets cold. Well, anyway, I'm just giving y'all the truthful news.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling y'all the truth. Well, I ain't never heard none of this in the news. I said the truthful news.
Yes, sir.
Well, the military is facing a recruiting crisis. I wonder why. You know the reason why? Because this generation, they have people who are confused about what they are. And they want to try to use the military to go in and change their gender. The military has done balked on that, at least for now. And you got too many criminals in this generation. There's a whole bunch of criminals, young criminals. And when you look at this society, the only warriors left to go in the military is the criminals.
Hey.
Everybody else too busy wearing high heel shoes. Calling their hair pink and green. And everybody else, you think they're ready? I'm telling you, where the warriors going to come from? Where are the warriors going to come from? Where? Huh? Man. And then, today, and then they also said this. This generation, talking about young generation, a lot of people can't simply go into the military because they just simply too obese.
True.
Too obese.
Yes, sir.
And I started thinking about it. It's true, too.
Yes,
there's
sir.
No way in hell they can pass boot camp.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they said. And that's the reason why I'm problem with recruiting is at an all-time low. They can't offer them money and incentives to go in. And another one, of course, they're a little bit wiser, too, because they look at all these walks. Every time you turn around, you in some type of dang war. And they remember all these processions going down these little small town city streets where some soldier done went and died, and they getting police escorts and stuff, and he done died over in some foreign country. Over what? Over what? These ain't politicians can lie in their pockets.
Right.
Their policies. And then there's, what's that black lady that Kim Everson was talking about, that Omar? She's in the House of Representatives.
Yeah.
She was talking about AIPAC.
Yeah.
How that all the Republicans in the back pockets of the AIPAC.
Mm-hmm.
And you ain't getting elected unless you better get up there and support Israel. You better say something. And they're trying to demonize and criminalize her. And she told the truth that she's a Democrat too. Now sometimes she's unhinged. Sometimes she's right on. And in this case she was right on, but it just ain't what people wanted to hear. It's bad. Well, with all this stuff we got going on today, it's any wonder that we have a sane people left in this world. I don't know how to pronounce her name, though, Sam. Ilhan Omar, or something like that. Anyway, but she told the truth. And one reason why they hate her, because she always has a head covering on.
Mm.
Can you imagine a woman getting, you got to be in a Democratic state to get elected to the House or to the Senate like that. You don't get her to the Senate, but at least to the House like that. Come on. Man, he put up with that. Oh, over in Iran, some woman got killed by the police state over there, and all the women are throwing their hijabs off now. Throwing them off. And the CNN, one of the CNN people is going over there to interview the president, because you know what the protocol is, right? You want to interview with me, put that head covering on. She said, I ain't putting it on. She's sitting there at an empty chair. See, he going in. You in somebody else's country.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't in America.
Right.
Oh, no. Russia is not allowing sodomy to
raise up.
No, Russia is not allowing sodomy in the state. Putin ain't putting up with that. See, they turn around and they, I'm not with the news media that try to demonize Russia. I follow what Putin is saying. Hey, listen. I done told y'all to put your two warning shots out there and stuff, and you ain't listening and stuff. And you can follow, if you follow me, you pretty much know what's going on. You got America out here trying to court people behind the scenes. Putin ain't no fool. He knows exactly what's going on. Now, here we are and sent billions of dollars. Billions. Over there to Ukraine. And for what? So we need billions of dollars over here to help the people that's in our own backyard?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember when we was getting Lydia a driver's license. That's been 16 years ago, 15, 16 years ago, something like that. Getting ready to get her a driver's license, right? We're going to get a driver's license. And back then, they were illegal immigrants. They could walk right in, just say anything, and give her a driver's license. She had to show up all type of show me your papers, documentations, and homeschool, what, wow, get me. They just walk right on line, didn't have to really take a test, and slam, you got a license. Put the screws to those of us who's supposed to be American citizens.
Mm.
Now the Democrats all mad because Biden and Harris and their administration don't want to do nothing about the border. So you got Abbott and DeSantis shipping migrants. They call them migrants now.
Right.
Up to Martha's Vineyard. Got their attention because Martha's Vineyard declared it was a sanctuary city. They sent 50 people up at that rich area where Obama has like a, what, a 70,000-80,000 square foot home up there. Yeah, they living on a high hog up there. They sent 50 illegals up there, man, or migrants up there. And boy, they, you know what the first thing they did? They got them out of there. Exposing the left's hypocrisy,
yes, sir,
that they really, truly care about humanity.
Right.
They try to accuse Abbott of paying political, what they call it? They call it when you're dealing with human life. These ain't humans. And stuff. So when you put them in their old backyard, all of a sudden, they don't say the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
They try to get rid of them. And then when they shipped them to Chicago, where Beetlejuice is, when they shipped them up there, man, the first thing she did was ship them out.
Look at that.
I thought they were, where's your humanity at? Where is your humanity at? See, it's all satire.
Yes,
I mean, I can't help but use that word, Lee, because it's pretty much what it is. I can't help it, but, and it's all theater.
Yes.
It's all a circus. It's a dog and pony show.
Yeah.
It really is. So how does that fit us today? How does that fit us today? Well, I just think come up on the scene. I can't tell you how many years ago, but I ain't just come up on the scene talking the way I've been talking all these years. I'm still saying the same thing. What I'm saying today, I've been saying it years and years ago.
Yes, sir.
The book says the same thing. We've had our years of plenty in this country. What do you mean we had our years of plenty? Okay, so you remember when they had the housing market crash and that bubble popped in 2008. People started, I mean, people losing their homes left and right, everything. Freddie Mac and all of them, man, they were going under. All these big lending institutions and stuff. J.P. Morgan, Chase, they still in it. What was that other one? Goldman Sachs. Gone. Been around hundreds of years. Doctors, lawyers, and all them, you know what I mean? They do the same thing as the comp people do. They go out and get mortgages on these big old fancy homes. They're out on the street.
Yep.
Out on the street in California. I'm going to tell y'all right now, I went to Portland, Oregon, maybe a couple of years ago, and we seen, they got a law up there. See, if you live in a city, that sidewalk, that don't belong to you. It belongs to the city. And if somebody want to park a tent and live in front of your house on this sidewalk, you can't say a thing to them. Not a thing. And it was real. People living on the bridge in tents. I'm there. Downtown. And the people are scared. They have people scared to go downtown because ain't no police there no more. They done ran them up out of there.
Damn. And our
criminals done took over.
Yes, sir.
In the cities.
Yes, sir.
In the cities. And the guy went to go visit and stuff. And see, he was refurbishing and remodeling a home right there, smack dab in the city. That just don't make no sense. Yep, Farrah Stearns and Lehman Brothers, all of them, they gone under. Gone. You don't hear about them no more. Gone. But, we've lived about 14, 15 years of prosperity in this country, and I'm going to explain it to you. See, most of you benefited somewhat from those stimulus checks. Remember all those stimulus checks? They were sending a lot of stimulus checks, a lot of stimulus checks, giving out a lot of money. Quantitative easing one, QE2, QE3, QE4, QE2 infinity. What they do? Print trillions of dollars. Kept interest rates low. You thought we were still living in from 1985 to 1995. You thought everything was going good. And they did that, kicked the can down the road, like I kept on saying. Nope, got to go pay the man sooner or later. Got to pay him sooner or later.
Yep,
and now it's later. Why do you think, see, from Greenspan to Yellen, now Jerome Powell, who else was in there in between them? All of them. And it wasn't until Jerome Powell got in, well, We can no longer ignore this. We're in a recession, and inflation is recession is outpacing. Inflation is nowhere near to where the country is in recession. So guess what? We've got to do what we can. We've got tools. They keep using that word. We got tools. I still yet to see any of yet, but they got tools. And the tools was, let's raise it 5 basis points. Let's raise it 3 basis points. When I'm saying 75. I thought he was going to go for a quick one. Just one for three. Just go 100. Just go hit the 100 button, man. Just get a 1.00. Don't just go 0.75. Don't hit it. You're going to hit it anyway. Let it go. Paul Volcker, you got that right. And guess what? Oh, Ben Shalom Bernanke. Ben bought some Shalom. It is. He kept quantitative easing. Kept doing it. Sounds like a laxative to me. And nobody really felt no pain or anything. Well, I've been if y'all listen to my videos over the years, I'm like, how in the world do they keep doing this? Listen, y'all, they keep kicking the can down the road. Listen, I told y'all years and years, they're going to have to raise interest rates. They're going to have to raise interest rates. They're going to have to raise interest rates. Okay, now they're doing what? Raising interest rates. And they're going to keep going. So I was talking to my side. I said, y'all understand what's going on here? So let me break it down to you, the lowest common denominator. I can put it in terms that I know if I spoke to anyone, they can really see what's going on. So if you bought a house and you had a 3% interest rate on that loan, 30-year mortgage, you would average paying $1,300 to $1,400 a month in mortgage. Now, you better off. A whole lot better off if you got a fixed rate and then get into an arm. Got the seed to get into an arm. But now they done up the interest rate to 6%. Now they get ready to bring it up some more because they just raised it 3 basis points, right? So if it went to 6%, and I'm being conservative, it's like 6.5, right? So I'm just rounding stuff up. So you know what your mortgage rate is going to be now on a 30-year loan if you decide to go out there and buy in this kind of market? Ask all the communities and homesteads what I told them to do. I said, don't go be looking for no land right now. Stack. Just keep stacking. What about dollars going to fall? Keep stacking. Because they're going to fall. They're coming down. They are coming down. Like I told y'all, wood prices. Don't buy. They're coming down. Just hold. Squat and hold. Just hold. Some of y'all can verify what I've been saying over the years. And they have kicked this thing so dang far. They tried to kick it. The other day, yesterday I was watching the Pittsburgh Steelers. I watched about 5 minutes of it, and I watched this field goal kicker kick into the wind. That ball went like this. He sure missed it. Big time. But let me tell y'all, you can't trust the devil when the devil mouth is moving. What you better start doing is listening to the men of y'all. And I'm the only man of y'all out there that's actually talking like
only.
There is no other man of y'all. Well, what about that? Hold on, damn it. We're going to get into a story, too. Somebody said, well, we can't see in the book what people interfered. And all they didn't have to interfere. Y'all intervened.
Yeah.
Y'all was trying to intervene with us.
Yeah.
But we just don't want to hear.
Yes.
If you go out and you get a mortgage today, and this is around 6%, 30-year fixed mortgage, you're going to pay $2,300 or $2,400 a month just for the interest rate raised 3%. And it's going to go up more. Now you see the reason why ain't nobody going to be buying no houses in this environment. They can't do it. And the realtors and everybody else got everybody slating land. They got 15 acres of land right over here. Barren. No water to it. They want $298,000 for it. They got a trailer over here that's 20 years old, sitting on 5 acres of land. They want $299,000 for it. Are you out of your damn mind? You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And everywhere you go, they say everybody, because they think that this is the time that you, everybody goes, buy, 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 buy. No, 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 no. I'm ho, 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 ho. Don't stop.
Ooh.
It'll be something if I didn't have a track record on all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? So, what's my track record? If y'all watch me over the years, I go buy building material when people ain't buying it. And I'll stack it up and store it up in any place we can get it. The real market was I wished I had enough funds where I could have filled up, if I had, you know, that big old metal building, I wish I could fill that whole thing up from the front end to the back end. Because I was buying OSB at $5.88 a sheet. OSB went up was a $50 a sheet. $50 a sheet. Word would have got around. I'm selling OSB. I would have sold it for $35 a sheet. Boy, people would have come from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and I was still at a $30 profit per sheet. They would have came. They would have drove because people were driving. They were driving two states over just to find decking boards. The roofs them got a decking business. Couldn't find no decking board nowhere. Nowhere. I said, well, Elder, guess what? Yep. Sure. Sure. Pastor, now what? God damn it. Now what? What the hell did he do? Well, I had like 400-something sticks of 16-foot decking board. I said, just go on up and get you what you need. Well, Rose said, he says, boy, I tell you that, man. Yeah, they kept their business going. Kept the business going. Tell them, Elder. So here, everybody, what you going to do with all them blocks, Dad? Now, don't worry about the blocks. I had some, but I changed my mind. What are we going to do? We're going to use it for the home, but I changed my mind. What about the blocks? Don't worry about the blocks. Just leave them there. The blocks are going to be just fine. Now those beautiful split-face blocks. A corner will run you $4 and something now. One corner. I got it for like $2.80. Got it run for like $2.25. I may got a corner. I think it's a corner. I'm between $2.80 and $3.20. But I know it's a hell of a lot cheaper than what it is now. What I got it in, hell of a lot cheaper than what it is now.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Rounders, a whole 9 yards.
Yes.
I bought those blocks up there, man, where it was $125 a block. Now they're $2 a block now for a regular 8-inch block, man. Brother Craig told me that there was a man in the shop, he said he wanted $7 per block to lay. And he was going to get the blocks, going to get the mortar, going to get the sand, he was going to get the... bring out the wire, all of it, and plus the labor that's incurred with it. Y'all hear this? Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, what's Pat Dow doing? I'm in there soaking myself up and immersing myself on videos. I'm watching all this foolishness going on in the world. Now, I'm in here trying to figure out what the hell is going on. That's one good thing about the internet. You can sit right here and go all over the world. The only deal is just being able to read between the lines.
Right. Yes, sir.
But that's what I did. Hey, I instructed them. I told them clearly. I said, look here. I want y'all... concentrate on resources. Y'all remember when I was telling people to buy fuel?
sir.
Buy fuel, get some tanks, get some fuel, and store it up.
Yes, sir.
Way too many people want to hear that. Well, now you people need heating oil. You got to go ahead and pay $6 for kerosene a gallon now. Think about this. Six macaroons we're getting together. Oh, we said good. We got plenty out here. We good. And it's guarded by Smith & Wesson, Glock, SIG, and lasers. Yep. Old, dumb-looking Pastor Dow. You seen that Braveheart thing that on it? Yes. Gideon did that. Gideon sent me that. I said, what in the world are you doing? I saw my size. That boy, they fell out laughing. They said, that's you? I said, no. They said, yeah, that's me. The Gideon did that. The cracking up. Boy, cracking up. Didn't want him looking like Mr. T. But I've been telling you, buy stoves. I talked about the old way of heating.
Yes, sir.
People won't do that no more because they're going to trust in hydro.
Come on.
They're going to trust in electric.
Electric, yeah.
And it's always going to be off.
Yeah.
So it's not. People were heating with wood for thousands of years. All of a sudden, wood ain't reliable no more because the environmentalists say we got a speckled cockeyed owl over here or a speckled rat that's in danger of endangered species and you can't touch it. Well, you're going to burn with that wood in this stove. Man, what you going to do? Man, I'm telling y'all. Y'all praying for me. Y'all really need to be praying for me, man. I'm telling you. There ain't another. I done searched it. There's no pastors. Look. When you see evil, you're supposed to warn.
That's it. Yes. Yes, sir.
Cry loud.
You're supposed to warn.
Yes, sir.
These people ain't warning nothing. They gonna sit up there and watch the people suffer. The rich, I'm telling you, they gonna feel it too, but they ain't gonna feel it like we are. Because they got the money and the resources to spend money on. Every dollar to us, it counts. I looked at a video today, right? There's a young white woman. She's in New York. She takes one step into this room. She does like this. And from this wall to this wall, her hands could touch. She do like this. From this wall to this wall, her hands could touch. It was up high, maybe like 10, 12 foot high. That's because that's what a bunk bed is. She got, watch this, that was her apartment in New York, $650 a month.
Yep.
Kitchen, bathroom, everything. Living room, loft up there for the $650 a month. And I'm like, I don't expect for them to hear, get out of the city. I don't expect them to hear. But if you had any sense, why would you want to stay in New York and pay $650 to do all you can do is spread your hand out? Hey, our bungalows are looking really nice now. They're looking like Waldorf. At least they got free rooms.
Yeah.
They look like Waldorf Astoria now, man. I don't want to hear that. I passed out. Now, what you need to be doing is you need to be asking yourself, all you people out there listening to these damn preachers out there, what the hell are you listening to? What are you listening to? Because these preachers are stuck in the city. They ain't going to sell and give you the message to get out.
Bullshit.
While it's anarchy is. Now for Chicago, the gangsters done left the city and start going to the affluent areas. They jacking folks right there.
Mm-hmm.
And the police has been told, charged to stand down. Don't touch them. Can you believe it?
Yep.
I'm telling you. I said, but man... Whew. May we all go in the bungalow building business. Purge, is that a movie or something?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't never seen it, man.
Yes, sir.
Well, I ain't pretty much tell you what humanity is going to do.
Yes, sir.
You know, you would think that people would listen to me, especially if they're watching my footprint. The reason why I'm saying me watch footprint, now I don't do all this alone. I got people who help me in this regeneration. Help me in this building process. But damn it, if I can use this and be pure, I'm the mastermind of this stuff. And the reason I'm the mastermind, because I get my mind from the mastermind.
Come on, Chef.
That's the reason why.
Hey,
the book said he'd have an ear, let him do what?
Hear
what the Spirit is saying.
Yes.
Well, listen, the Spirit is speaking. The book even said that the Spirit is speaking expressly.
That in a loud time.
So don't tell me the Spirit don't talk.
Come on.
It's just that you ain't here.
Ain't got the ear. How can...
During all this time when I told y'all, everything looked pretty good. What was I doing? Buying land.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Loaning out money of people buying land.
Yes, sir.
Developing land.
Yep.
Ripping and running all over the place.
Yep.
Footprint.
Mm-hmm.
I told them all, don't y'all think about going, don't do the land right now. Nope. You remember history? Revisionist history. Revisionist history, biblical history. Over in Bereshit 41, we got a patriarch by the name of Joseph, who had the most successful food management business in his day.
Yes, sir.
He sure did.
Mm-hmm.
He sure did. See, Joseph went out of Pharaoh's presence and traveled throughout all of Egypt, Mizraim, during the 7 years of abundance.
That's right. Yeah.
Plenty. Produced plentiful.
Yeah.
Joseph collected all the food, produce, did all it for 7 years.
Yep.
Abundance. Stored it. And he put it in the ground. In the desert. To where ain't no cockroaches. No, he didn't have them cisterns sitting smack dab in the middle of the city. You know what's unique about Joseph, though? That ain't going to happen at this time. Joseph was sitting up in jail. And remember, he had this guy that was a cupbearer for Pharaoh.
Yeah. Right. Yes, sir.
Yeah. He was sitting there for somebody because somebody lied on him. Joseph just remember me. He set up in front of Pharaoh, and he told Pharaoh, his head could have got cut off, man, talking about something like that.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Joseph goes from a jailbird to second in command of all Egypt, and this is in the midst of prosperity.
Right, sir.
Pharaoh believed him. Ain't that an indictment for Israel today?
Mm-hmm.
A pagan king believed Joseph. And you can't even believe the man of y'all from talking right first. And you be talking about, y'all talk to us. Y'all ain't talking to us no more.
No,
not
no.
Himself like that.
Nope.
He's spoken to us in sundry times, but in these last days, he has spoken to us by his son. And now because we got the Ruach in us, God, you think your son don't talk to us?
Come on. Come on.
And by the fruits.
You should know that.
You shall know this. Often said, y'all ain't going to know who we were. You ain't going to know who I was until I'm gone. Then y'all be praying, Father, send us another man. Y'all, we'll hear him this time. Woo! That's called missing your day of visitation.
Yeah.
Nobody else collected resources. The Egyptians got the word, but they should start rotting. Because they were all living in the cities. You ain't never been into the cities, man? Come on. We live in the country, right?
Right.
We don't have to, and we have mice here in El Field, mice and stuff. They got rat infestations. Rodent infestations. Listen. The book tells us that great tribulation is coming. But it didn't tell us just to sit by and stand by and do nothing.
Come on.
Get everybody, well, ain't nothing you gonna do. Ain't what the book says.
Come on.
The book teaches us to occupy until he comes.
Until he comes. Five wise, five foolish.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
No. See, we got the majority of this generation has been lulled to sleep, rocked to sleep. They're busy. Yeah, they were really at ease in Zion.
Lumber.
That's why these people can go around Meg and wear high heel shoes at ease. I bet you everybody believed Joseph and that family gang.
Yeah.
Don't y'all expect too many more stimulus checks after this next go-around. The Democrats just trying to buy votes.
Yes, sir. That's true.
I'm telling y'all the truth, though.
Yes, sir.
These better sheet 41. Start at verse 48. Let's go to the book. Y'all ready for the book? Y'all doing all right? Y'all cold, hot?
Good.
Matthew sheet, chapter 41, verse, we'll start at verse 48, and we'll read on down to verse 50. Read, free, teach.
And he gathered up all the food of the 7 years, which were in the land of Egypt,
mm-hmm.
and laid up the food in the cities.
Come on.
The food of the field.
Uh-huh.
Which was around about every city.
Uh-huh.
Laid he up in the same.
Y'all hear that? Gather from everywhere.
Everywhere.
Come on.
And Joseph gathered corn as the sand of the sea.
Now, you know how many. Have you ever picked up sand? Mm-hmm.
Come on, Jeff.
Just one little grain, man. That's how he was taking, getting it from everywhere he could get it. Everywhere he could get it. Y'all hear that?
Yes,
getting it from everywhere he could get it. And also, y'all community, y'all better store up. Thank you, Monkey Bastard, for your generous offering now, my brother. Listen, all y'all community in the homestead, y'all better store up on this cheap vodka, too. Better get a bunch of it. You bare minimum want to have 50 gallons of vodka, bare minimum. If you're on the community, 30 gallons if you're in the homestead. Read on, teach.
Joseph gathered corn at the sand of the sea very much until he left numbering, for it was without number.
Woo! Boy, see, if it wasn't written aforetime, the book did say it's written for what? I learned it.
Yes, sir.
And most of us, we still ain't learned. Ain't gonna learn. Well, passed out. I just don't believe passed out. Passed out because he passed out. See, passed out. You ain't never been here passed out. We've been here before passed out. I remember how I was passed out in the 80s passed out. We were still at 20. We were standing at 20% inflation in the 80s passed out. And see, it ain't going to be like it passed out. It's going to turn. It's going to get better. It's going to rise. Yeah. But not in the next 10 years. Y'all better prepare yourself for the long haul. But Pastor, look, I'm an expert. I know this, I know that, I'm this, I don't give a damn what you are. I'm telling you straight up with the spirit of y'all putting in me.
Verse 50. And unto Joseph
was what?
Were born two sons.
When?
Before the years of famine.
See, didn't I just have his child before the years of famine? Just had him. And now we're standing right at the threshold. These midterm elections are going to tell everything. 40 years of famine, which was what?
Which Asenath, the daughter of Potiphar,
mm-hmm.
priest of On, bare unto him.
Y'all get this, right?
Yes,
sir. So I've been building these communities and homesteads, giving out wisdom, knowledge, understanding.
Yes, sir.
And I remember all these old family members. Remember all these people used to mock us, Teacher Shane, for going his way? They used to mock us. Woo-wee. They used to mock us, man. Man, they used to let us have it, man. Ridicule. They used to tap us up. Tap us up. Huh? Verse 51. Family members. Cult.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, family members. Yeah. Verse 51.
And Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh. For Yah, said he, had made me forget all my toil. and all my father's house.
You know why I came out here, man? Went through all that. Forgot everybody. I forgot all about them.
Hallelujah.
Yep. The only family I know is what I see.
Yeah.
Every day.
The will of my father.
Now it really makes sense what Yahshua said.
Yes, sir.
Hmm?
Hallelujah.
If you don't do the will of my father, you ain't
with my brother. Real talk.
Hallelujah. What we gonna talk about if I was to come to a family? You already talking about me, you just ain't gonna spend a while there.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I don't give a damn what you are talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That back roots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Y'all want to set up with y'all Botox and weave and falsehood and all over the place.
Yeah. Come on,
sir. Y'all Botox preachers and stuff and everything, man. Shoot.
Yes, sir.
Man. Come on, 52.
And the name of the second, called the Ephraim, for Yah has caused me to be faithful in the land of my affliction.
Fruitful. To be fruitful in the land of my affliction. Ain't we been afflicted in this land? Ain't we been fruitful, though?
Yes, sir.
Why everybody laughing? That's okay. Come on. Read on.
After 7 years of plentiness that was in the land of Egypt, we're in.
That's why I'm developing this whole time. Don't be looking for no more stimulus checks out there, y'all. The sidewalk is going to become a home for everybody. Mm. You watch and see. See, these grains were stored in large cisterns, you know, keep the moisture and the bugs and everything out in the desert air. Wasn't difficult to store for 7 years. Mm-hmm. But you know what the whole sentiment of this thing is that everybody from far and near was forced to come to Egypt and buy from Joseph. They sure were. They were forced.
Yep.
Wow. They were forced.
Caught. Control the people.
And those they had to buy too.
Yes, sir.
How y'all think we ended up in the land of Goshen?
Come on, Chef.
Yep.
They didn't even know that there was a brother Joseph up there.
They had to come.
No. Nah.
Had to.
Yeah.
Had to come because.
Coffee.
Yep.
The famine was in the land.
Yep.
But what did the book say was going to be the famine in our day? See, back then, they had a famine. It was for food and for water. But the book says in these days, the famine is going to be for the hearing of the word of Yah.
Yes, sir.
You know the reason why? Because there ain't going to be no more of this substance stuff to where you can have faith to believe because it's there.
Right.
You have to hear, and you have to believe.
Yes, sir.
And in that hearing and belief, then you're going to produce.
Yes, sir.
That's what's going to happen. The book keeps talking to us, man. And our faith time out, he tries his best to talk to us. Let me tell y'all something. There's plenty of men of Yah, but everybody ain't the man of Yah.
Right.
There's plenty of them. I can tell you that right now. I'm starting to believe my own self.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, dang, I must be the man of Yah in this generation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you are. Have not seen.
I ain't denied nobody else from being a man of Yah. I'm just saying, boy.
You preach.
You know, give me some discernment off this chain, though, boy.
Hallelujah.
And mind you, Joseph was 30 years old when all this was going on. I remember when I first moved on this land, I was 32 years old. But it came into my heart after reading the book of Acts when I was 26 or 27 years old, when y'all opened my understanding concerning what we should be doing in these last days. It was been written ever since 2,000 years ago. What they show over in the book of Isaiah. One will come to him and say, hey, can you explain what this means to me? I don't understand what this book is sealed.
Come on.
Huh? You're going to have a man declare unto you. What he says, I will work a work in your day.
That's it.
No, a man declare.
Come on.
Anyway, whatever. Ooh, I still give all glory to the Father.
Oh,
Amen.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
For the Spirit of
yes.
truth.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Whom the world cannot.
All glory and all praise to the Most High.
He alone. Hallelujah. Yes.
Before we drop.
Oh, yeah.
I've been noticing, too, that was a sentiment out there. That was some Hebrew Israelites, man. They was making the bank mocking us, saying, ain't no book in the book ain't telling you ain't supposed to get out there and go live in no communities or common unities.
Yeah.
And even old Malachi McAfee, man, he turned around and he defended straightway. He said, man, you come on, man. I think he was the elder he was associated with. He said, come on, man. Malachi let him have it, too. He said, come on, man, you can't deny this. What the book says. How you going to sit up and die? I know we done had our disagreements with Dow, Pastor Dow, and all those stuff, and he with us and stuff. But when it comes to truth, man, you can't. Come on, man. Come on. Come on.
Hallelujah.
And then, of course, people immediately say, oh, why don't y'all get with them with the vegan stuff like that? Man, I said, I ain't trying to get with them because, see, what we're dealing with today is we're dealing with people who love spinning narratives, and then they deal in false hermeneutics. And what that means in this particular instance is, because you believe something, you go read something, you purport into the text what your belief is, and then you spin it.
Yeah.
And that's what that hermeneutic is from that point in time.
Yes, sir.
And then it's truth to you.
Yeah.
Rather than read what the text says.
Right.
Well, yeah, we do.
Yeah.
You got exegesis, exegesis.
Yes,
and they be doing all this stuff. And I remember when the scribes and Pharisees would dominate the people, and then Jesus would come and just rip them apart and just tell them straight up what the book says, and they were worried about losing their place.
Yes, sir.
Not that they were getting the truth.
Right.
Yeah. So then, every time you turn around, there's too much competition right here.
Mm.
Too much competition, and Yahshua wasn't competing against. No, he's just trying to save his people.
Man, come on, yeah. Come on.
That's what he was
doing. Yeah.
But he had to get past this religious block over here, man. These people running block.
Yeah, devils.
Yep. Devils, yeah. Man.
Hallelujah.
Hey, man.
Go ahead.
We build this assembly on the foundations.
Oh, yeah.
And the chief cornerstone.
Yeah.
Of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
No other foundation can be laid except that which y'all already have laid.
Yep. Yes, sir.
And everything you see straightway doing, we doing whatever we do in word or in deed,
come on.
We do it all in the name of Jesus Christ.
Come on.
Every bit of it.
Hallelujah.
To him, he gets all the glory.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. We just glad being a number.
Yeah. Come on.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just glad being a number.
Hallelujah.
I'm glad to be here.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Then the book said, did he open that understanding?
Yeah.
He might understand the scripture. I said, thank you, Father.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
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 That's how we know his son.
Come on.
We hear his voice.
Yeah.
We know heart and our heart.
Yeah.
We know he is son.
Come on in.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And it's amazing because we're going to be, y'all remember, y'all don't remember, so I got, because y'all don't even remember the song I was trying to tell y'all about up at music practice. So I know y'all, you can't remember that, you definitely don't remember this. So I don't even remember, I just know history. I wasn't born then.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? In the Depression, the people who were standing in soup lines, food lines, were people who live in the cities. The people in the country didn't even know it was a Depression. They weren't trying to keep up with the Joneses. There's another thing about this ministry.
Yes, sir.
What the hell are you doing trying to go out here and buy the latest house and the latest fashion of every damn thing? Hold on, man. We're strangers and pilgrims, man.
Yeah.
Learn how to be content. Be simple, man.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
We just passing through. Don't set no damn roots down here.
Yeah.
So what, man? Be content with such things as you have. Well, godliness with contentment is
a great gain. Great.
Yes, sir. He ain't going to be here forever, no.
No, hold on.
Ah, got the old frog and all the Navy man, Myers.
Good to hear from you, brother.
Hallelujah.
Stay strong.
Stay strong.
Hallelujah.
Stay strong.
Hallelujah.
Verse 45 teach.
Pharaoh gave Joseph the name Zephaniah and gave him Asenath, the daughter of Potiphar.
Now, you know that's saying something.
Mm-hmm.
You got the Egyptian giving a Hebrew,
mm-hmm.
his daughter.
Yes, sir.
Joseph probably looked at her and went, I'm glad to take her.
Yeah.
I bet she was voluptuous.
Mm-hmm.
Look at you. I bet she was. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with lusting after your woman, man.
Come on.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes,
see, this generation, now don't get me started. Now, these generations are trying to think, when you lust after something
come
which
on.
Is lawful, they try to make it sin.
Come on. That's
true. They try to make you think that everything we do, y'all, is just waiting for a chance and opportunity to throw us in hell.
Right. That's
the truth. How the hell is he going to do that when he says the Father's good place to give you the kingdom?
That's what it is. Come on,
sir.
You preach.
Hallelujah.
Come on, sir.
See, I know that the Father ain't trying to, just ain't looking for no opportunity to throw me in
come
hell.
Come on. Right.
Hallelujah.
He's come on, sir. He's Lord.
Come on. He did not save me to throw me in a pit.
Come on.
Come on.
Oh.
Come on.
Oh.
Come on.
No,
ooh, come on. If I miss it, I don't get it right. Don't worry about it.
Ooh.
I love those who be patient.
Yeah.
And he scourges every son who ever sees.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
I see it forever.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Because I'm son.
Yeah, I know I'm going to get some stripes.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But damn, after being this old, they better be bare minimum. They better be just a small, small rebuke right now. I can tell you young and stuff. You're supposed to get some real good heavy ones.
Come on.
Lay it on me.
Yeah.
I'm too old for all this foolishness now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Put the way the child to think.
Didn't know that, did you? They got you thinking, man, you lusting out somebody. Read on, teacher.
Mm, come on.
Asenath, daughter of Potiphar, priest of On, to be his wife. And Joseph went throughout the land of Egypt. Joseph was 30 years old when he entered the service of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from Pharaoh's presence and traveled throughout Egypt.
Now, one minute he's in prison. Next minute he's second in command. Now he's married to Pharaoh's daughter. Man, that is his favorite.
That
is his favorite.
Hallelujah.
And then, a couple of generations later, there was a Pharaoh that rose up, didn't know Joseph,
right,
and treated all people with ill will.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, that was another one I got to deal with, too. You know, y'all don't marvel, though, man. You don't have to, listen, you don't have to in any way, shape, fashion, or form. You know, trying to condemn polygyny is like trying to condemn us for eating meat.
Mm.
We can understand if there wasn't no whole law in there.
Right.
You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Tell you what you can, what you can't.
Right.
It's that simple.
Yes, sir.
And I would recommend that you eat more fruits and vegetables than you do meat any damn way.
Yes, sir. That's an agreement.
The problem with American society is sugar.
Yeah.
Tootsie rolls, cake, pies.
Cookies.
Them gourmet cookies we just got finished eating.
Yeah.
Pastries, cheesecake.
For real?
Sodas.
Yeah.
Popcorn.
Yeah.
With caramel on it.
Yeah.
That's our damn problem.
Oh, yes.
And then we sit down and eat. We can't eat in moderation. We got to eat the whole damn thing.
No, listen. No matter.
When you sit down to eat, you don't sit down and see how far you can expand your gut. You sit down to eat. You get satisfied.
Come
and get
on.
On.
Yes, sir.
You in the book.
Hallelujah.
You in the book.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then they get mad at me. I don't give a damn when you get mad at me.
Come on,
you get mad at something.
Thank you.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
So now I got to break this down again. Everybody, you know, it's like on this. Y'all seen that video though, right? That 41-minute long video I did. And I got people now.
Genesis 2:24.
They ain't ready for this, man. They're not ready. If I tell y'all they ain't ready, they ain't ready. See, they assume, or let me say they insert. That's what they do. They insert their own, they interject their own logic by saying, since there was one and one, even though it didn't say that. Because you know what else it says in Genesis 2:24, right? And 25. You know what else it says, right? Read Genesis 2:24 so we get in context at 25. Let me help all you Israelites out here so you can get this art. What you got, babe? Oh, yeah, thank you. I ain't taking a beer. You want what you want? You want some water? Y'all watch this. Alright? I'm gonna y'all ready for some edumacation?
Yes, sir.
Y'all get some edumacation in this one. If everybody out there ready, y'all tell me you're ready by typing in three. Alright, teach.
Therefore, shall a man leave his father and his mother.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
Now, wait a minute. Let's just really dissect this. Adam did not have a natural father or mother.
Right.
When this was written.
Yes, sir.
So what is it doing? He's speaking from this point on.
Yeah, right.
Therefore, come on, read on.
And shall cleave unto his wife.
Cleave unto his what?
Wife.
All right, keep going.
And they shall be one flesh.
Y'all hear this, right?
Yeah.
Another thing, too. Adam didn't have no belly button either.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He didn't have no umbilical cord.
Right.
That had to be cut and separate. Eve didn't either.
Yes, sir.
Yep. See, as simple as it is, so profound.
Yes, sir.
But wait till we get the next verse. We got that, right?
Yes, sir.
See, this is why I tell you they keep inserting their false hermeneutics and their false logic. They inserting it. Right now, there ain't nothing in this verse that says that monogamy is the way.
Right.
It just says, therefore, if a man leave his father and mother, out of which Adam had no natural father and mother.
Come on, sir.
Neither did he.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind.
Go ahead.
Read on, teach. Watch this.
Yes, sir.
And they were both naked.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. This is Genesis 2:24, right?
2:25.
And 25.
Yes,
so watch this. So, if you're going to insert that a man can only have one wife, if we take his Matthew, it was no verses. Chapter and verses.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a book.
Right. Yes.
I mean, books you look. Pick up this book right here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what book. Pick up a book.
Mm-hmm.
Take this book right here. Pick that book up right there. All right. Open it up any page you want. How many verses you see in that book?
I don't.
In that damn second. Mm-hmm. In that something. I guarantee you what? 100% of your books you got in your library don't have no verses.
Oh, man. Come on, sir.
See, I mean, as simple as this is.
Profound.
Yeah, profound.
Yes, sir.
So we're going to follow this in context. It says, and yet they were what, teach?
They were both naked.
So, okay, so let me use my own logic like you're using your own logic. Are we to assume that all of us will be walking around in our birthday suits? Should we all be naked today? If we follow the logic, you can interject that that's what that means is that we stand out there more concrete than you are.
Yes. Mm.
They were naked, so we should all be
all
naked. Together.
Yeah.
Using your reasoning, your logic.
Bust it up, yeah.
You ain't ready for this, you ain't?
No.
Some guy goes, well, you know, Pastor, you know, he talks kind of rough. He just got to get past his language and stuff, but you know what I mean? He's talking well, but you know what I mean? He's just a little rough. No, don't worry about it. He's very educated, too. You can't even handle that. Are y'all getting this right?
Yes, sir.
So the truth is, we should all be walking around in our birthday suits, then we're going to use the same logic.
That's right.
If that is the case.
Come on.
Huh? Isn't that true? So then we go on, and then people go, it is stupid to believe that the Israelites were polygynous. Because remember, I also defined in that video the difference between polygamy and polygyny.
Right.
We're Israelites. We don't do polygamy.
Hell no.
Hell no. Bro, Simon said, get them shepherd.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
We don't do polygamy.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's polygyny.
Yes,
and we use that for your understanding because y'all Greekanized anyway.
Right,
to us, it's just a way of life.
Yes,
sir. Yes. We're not looking for no permission.
Right.
Ooh, we don't give a damn about your descent.
Come on.
Agreement. We just live our life.
Just
like you do. But you know what really is appalling and puzzling me? Why is it that they are so vocal concerning this subject,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
mute concerning the LGBTQ? They don't say nothing,
nothing.
Man. I mean, they come out blatant, blazing.
Yeah.
Nothing about the alternative community.
An abomination.
What's the problem? You hypocrites?
Uh-huh.
You afraid? You scared?
Ooh.
Talk about them.
Uh-huh.
Can we go straight to the law?
Straight to the law.
Come on. What is that about a sodomite?
Yes, sir. Come on.
They ain't got no eternal life abiding in them. Yo, the sin is death.
Yes, sir.
Where y'all at now? When it comes, I mean, all this stuff is out in your face.
Yes, sir.
Wow. You get back up, speak truth. All of a sudden, they want to come out of their little religious closet like they some type of Viking or some stuff like this. Ragnar. Rock broke or something like that. And they want to come out here and they say they're going to just take down, pass it down.
No. This is a yeah.
Woo. Where's all that zeal that you have with concerning all this other abomination?
Yes,
clearly
clear.
Come on, you chickens. I got no I can't respect nobody like that.
Yep.
Y'all remember what I mean? Did I say in that video, I did. I see, you remember I said in that video that I can prove where they had at least every Israelite man had 27 firstborn sons. Boy, you know, they chomping at the bit on that one.
Well, anyway,
I've already done been on this before, though. I mean, If I'm not like y'all out there just be making up stuff on the whim.
Yes, sir.
Mm. I got to, listen, I understand that a white man in this culture, he can say any damn thing he believed. But if I say something, it's got to be proved. You got to be able to, it's got to be analyzed, it's got to be filtered.
Yeah.
It's got to be, believe me, I get it. That's why I come with so concrete truth.
Hallelujah.
And let me define it. When I say white man in this world.
Right.
Because a white man that comes over here is an Israelite boy, you just as guilty as a black man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They don't respect you at all either. You're a damn traitor to the cause.
Right.
Come on. Ruth said they don't want no smoke, Shepherd. And mind you, believe it or not, I'm actually toying around with y'all right now.
Mm-hmm.
Not the Israelites, all you people out there that's got contrary dissenting opinions. So let's go to Numbers chapter 3 and let's prove this.
Yes, sir.
You want to prove this?
Yes, sir. Come on. Yes, sir. Break it down.
Because you come on, man. You lay something out like that, you better be able to prove it, man. That's a heavy charge.
Good man.
You throwing out some weight right there.
Yes, sir.
So Numbers chapter 3, verse 40, read, teach. It's on the paper I had over there for you. You got it, man. I'll give you everything I got.
Paper's in it.
Well, what?
You're in a different,
Really? Hold on a second. Teacher said we done ran out of paper. Let me see what ran out of paper. Oh, yeah. The thing ran out of paper. Matter of fact, I ran out of giving it to him. Oh, that's my paper. Did I give him one on top of that? All right. Anyway, Numbers chapter 3, verse 40. Read, teach.
And Yahweh said unto Moses.
What did Yahweh say to Moses?
Now, hold on, Israel, before we go over this, I want all of you out there, I'm going to give you a few seconds to get a pen, sheet of paper, or either a pen to write it down in your Bible. Y'all need to know this, because you need to have this type of knowledge and firepower, not because Pastor Dow said, I'm giving you what the word says. You need to know this for yourself. So put it in your book, write the scriptures down, do whatever you need to do, but this one right here, undeniable. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
This is totally 100% deniable. Undeniable. Yeah, I got a pen over here, man. Because every time I turn around, people are jacking my pens, man.
Yes, sir.
Here's some pens right here. Those are good pens, too.
Yes, sir.
All right. We're in Bar Mitzvah. Chapter 3. Start at verse 40. I want y'all to listen real close, okay, damn it.
Yes, sir.
Yahweh said unto Moses, number all the firstborn of the males of the children of Israel.
So the first thing he said, do what? Number the what?
Firstborn.
All the firstborn.
All
the firstborn of the children of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
From a month old.
From how old?
A month old.
You got to be at least a month old.
And upward.
Uh-huh.
And take the number of their name.
Read.
And you shall take the Levites for me. I am Yah. Instead of all the firstborn among the children of Israel.
Read.
And the cattle of the Levites. Instead of all the firstlings among the cattle of the children of Israel.
Now, we understand the Levites, right? The Levites, they're the one that was in charge of the services of the temple for the Most High God.
Yes,
so they don't even get numbered with Israel.
Right.
All right? We are charged with their upkeep and their livelihood and their living.
Yes, sir.
Because whatever we do to the Levites is doing the Yah.
Yes, sir.
Read.
And Moses numbered. As Yah commanded him, all the firstborn.
All the what born?
All the firstborn.
All the what?
Firstborn.
Not the second, third, fourth, fifth son or daughters, just the firstborn only. That means firstborn, watch this. That means the firstborn, when a man goes into a woman, a woman can only have one firstborn son.
Come on, Chef, break it down.
The rest of them ain't even numbered in this sentence.
Break it down.
And I'm making sense.
Oh, yeah.
The rest of them are not numbered in this sentence.
Yes, sir.
I don't care if she had 12 more sons. Only?
Firstborn.
Only the firstborn.
Yes, sir.
So that if, come on. If a man is going to have 27 firstborn sons, they got to come from 27 different women.
Mm-hmm.
If men going to have 28 firstborn sons, they got to come from 28
different
women.
Yes, sir.
Because each covenant is his own separate.
Yes, sir.
Firstborn sons.
Yes,
read on.
Among the children of Israel, and all the firstborn males, by the number of names, from a month old and upward, of those that were numbered of them, were 22,273.
So write down 22,273. 273. Write that down. All right? 73. So right now, as it stands, we can safely conclude that there are at least, watch this. Now listen, we're not even counting all of Israel. So there could be some families that's married, don't even have sons just yet. We're just dealing with only the firstborn sons.
Yeah.
All right? So we can, I said, safely conclude.
Yes,
there are at least 22,273 families in Israel.
Yeah.
Got to be.
Mm-hmm.
Read. Oh, let's go. No, hold on. Let me do. Jump to verse 46 first.
even though.
We were skipping chapters, right? Numbers chapter 1, verse 4 and 6 to give you something. Because watch this. Read.
Even though they that were numbered were 600,000 and 3,550.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
600,000, 3,550. Are you getting that?
Yes, sir.
See, sir, this is not to be confused with only just the firstborn son coming from a man.
Yes, sir.
This is firstborn sons. Firstborn sons meaning coming from other covenant, which is individual.
Yes. Right.
All right? So now, at least right now we conclude there's over 600,000 fighting men. Mm-hmm. Listen, there's not including daughters. You see how vast this nation was? Our nation was, right now, you need to look. We know, let's round this up. We know that there's at least 22,000 families. And there are 600,000 fighting men.
Yes, sir.
There's not fighting firstborn sons. There's fighting men.
Yes, sir.
All right? So, if you do a little bit of math, and you round, let's say, you take 600,000, and divide it by 22,000. Got your own calculator to do that. Y'all use calculators in our generation. They wouldn't let us use them. They would flunk us. 600,000 divided by 22,000. Let's just round it up. What do you get? You get 27. No. 27. Mind you, that was 22,273. So if we want to, we can safely add 28. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
All right, so watch this. So this proves that definitely Israel was not monogamous. One woman cannot have 28 firstborn sons. Is it making sense?
Yes, sir.
So stop with all the damn theological madness and using false narratives and false hermeneutics. Just because you disagree with something does not make it fact.
True.
Just when you disagree with something that's true, it makes you false. Now, we just go back with simple. Jacob had 12 sons. We're not even talking about firstborn.
Right.
It took him four women to get 12 sons.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think the Egyptians was off? Someone said, game over. Dang, he said, game over.
Yeah.
So you think about this one second. Now you see the reason why Pharaoh and them was upset. These people multiplying like flies, man, out in the land of Goshen. We got to do something. You know what Pharaoh did? The same thing that the 535 do to all the United States population here in America. You got 535 people that has maybe 8 million law enforcement officials ruling over 370 or 380 million people. Subjugate themselves. Pharaoh said, man, we're going to come up with some shit. We're going to enslave their ass. And how they enslaved us? By laws. See what I'm saying? Because there ain't no way this old country can handle 380 million people if they all got on one accord. Can't do it. Everybody's always looking for a damn handout. Damn advantage or something. You think these bookers mean well for you? They don't mean nothing for you. See what I mean? Do y'all see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Oh, Pastor Dow, you talk like a revolutionary. I talk like Jesus.
Oh, come on.
Yes, sir.
I mean...
Mm-hmm.
Y'all learn anything?
Yes,
y'all just sitting there listening. Now, I know I've been on this before, though, right?
Yes, sir.
I'm glad we got this. I'm like, ooh, we. They had God mercy. So, and then one jackleg said, I read the whole book of Josephus. It don't say nowhere in there He was a traitor. If you were writing the book of Josephus, would you admit you were a traitor? I'm like, man, wait a minute. Some things I can give a pass on. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, whatever happened to the book that every man is writing his own eyes?
Come on.
I don't even know what to do. We're going to be done early tonight. Are we getting done early? Oh, yeah, because we usually about 9:30. Now we've been stretching it out, ain't we? Man, I've given up a lot to think about this night, though. This little short thing right here. Mostly because I wanted people to really, truly to take. I mean, we're always serious, but I really, truly need people to really hear. I mean, see, we already know. Everybody that has a spare bedroom, we know that's for a family when crap hits the fan. We already know that. You follow me? So, man, we got stuff we got to finish. We got builders to the part up here to where we can work on the inside in the winter. You better understand what I mean? Because we're trying to work smarter, if you understand what I mean. But, like I said, I wish I could be more optimistic. But as far as this world goes, it ain't looking good. For us, looking real good.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Looking real good. But this world, it's in trouble. It's in bad trouble. And there's going to be a weeping howl throughout this land. And y'all got to make sure that your heart ain't wicked, that you want to turn around and take from the Israelites and give to this wicked world.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming.
Yes, sir.
It's coming just as sure as the day is long. So what are people going to do about everything that's been talked about here tonight? What you going to do? You can't argue this. You can't even fight against it. The only way you can argue and fight against this is if you're a devil and don't have a spirit of truth.
True.
That's the only way you can argue against it.
Mm-hmm.
All we have to do is stay connected to God.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
And
remember what the book said. The book says, save yourselves from this untoward generation. That's what it says. And the more we separate ourselves from this generation, the more we save ourselves.
Hallelujah.
Because if you sit there, hum, soak and immerse yourself with them, you'll be thinking just like them. The only way your thinking is ever going to change is you've got to be put into a place to where all these other worldly options is no longer available to you anymore. And you've got to spend time with y'all.
Yes.
Listen, I'm going to tell you, the reason why a lot of you brothers out there and sisters remain unconverted is because you have not been scolded, rebuked in such a fashion enough. So if you notice today, some people got a mind to return back to that weaker and better heroin. But someone is truly born again, if they hear that, that makes a soul shake, man. There ain't no way in hell. I didn't come out here from this farm.
Come on, come on, come on.
Come on. Oh, hell no. ears, let them hear. I hope that you do hear. I promise you, I hope that you hear. We talked about faith last week, right?
Yes, sir.
You know, there were also quite a few people in the book that had people that had faith for them in order for them to be healed too,
yes,
as
sir.
Well.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's good.
He did.
Yes, sir.
I think people are literally trying to rob you of your rewards. What? You literally got to stay on the cutting edge. Because remember, the devil is very cunning and very deceitful. And if you don't know the meaning of a voice, or the intent of what's behind it, so you can be taken away in this tidal wave. You could easily. But, man, I tell you, it's really this simple. And you can't get no more profound than what the Most High has already put out. He said, by their fruits, you shall know them. Not by what they say.
Nope.
Not by how they act.
Nope.
Not by how they look.
Nope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How they dress.
None of that.
Oh. No. We get finished with that.
Come on.
It's just fruit.
Fruit.
Yes. Can you discern fruit?
Because,
I mean, how many times we read in the book that there are people that will deceive you with great swelling words of vanity. And they will lure you.
Mm-hmm.
Through your own lust, they will.
Mm-hmm.
And he, you are not aware. Because you accept men personally. For an advantage in games. While you still stay the same, unrepentant, unchanged. Man, I tell you. Well, I say it again. Look at the devil. The devil is a lie. The devil is a flat out lie. Well, we better get this. I know we don't get it, but until then... We're going to keep on rejoicing.
Oh, yeah. Always. Rejoice.
We're going to keep on fighting the good fight of faith.
Hallelujah.
And laying hold of eternal life.
Yes.
And
name of
Jesus. Cleaving. Believe that.
Yes, sir.
You can believe that.
Yes.
Listen, Israel, we gave y'all quite a bit of knowledge here today.
Yes.
Don't y'all listen to me. Things ain't getting better. It's not. This recession is going for a long time. Oh, don't worry. The government's still going to print money, putting us in a deeper hole. Mortgage prices and land prices, they're going to fall, too, just like the lumber prices. Because like I told you, they're going to fall. I told y'all, look, I said, they're going to be at least down for 2 months. Then we'll come back and revisit it then.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I said. I don't know what everybody else is saying. I know what I'm saying. We'll come back and revisit it then. But we are in the mode to where if the world's going to be suffering all this, we need to be in the mode to where we're going to survive. No, for real, we need to survive.
Yes, sir.
So be wise.
Yes, sir.
Be wise for the Most High who's given his spirit to be in you. Be wise for yourself and your family.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Because what we're dealing with, what we're staring with, man, what we're staring at, this, I'm telling you, I can't even tell you how ugly this thing is going to be. Let me give you a scenario. Some of you, you have moved around communities. You've been part of the ministry. You're still watching tonight, too. Yeah, y'all, I know y'all. Ain't nothing else on out there. I know you're watching. I call your name, too, and tell you watching, but you ain't got no integrity to admit it. But you're hanging around, and all the Israelites are going to come aside and be shut in the gates. And you that were full of rebellion, you that were stubborn, that didn't want this man to rule over you. Now, here it is. You that had opportunity to go buy, but you didn't want to buy at the time. You thought you could just come and take up our oil because we were benevolent.
Oh.
I told you, I think that's the heightened sense of selfishness.
True.
When you have an opportunity to prepare, you don't even take the time to prepare, you don't even do it. You don't even do it. You think that we exist to store up for you while you come with nothing. You don't even come with a garment of praise. How the hell you think that would you know, how would it vibe for us if we open up the gate and let you come in? And your focus and your attention is still worldly. You're totally unregenerate. You don't know how to obey. You know how to do what you're told. You know how to be on time. You are being selfish and living for yourself. And ain't no sacrifice in you at all. Yeah, and you're offended. How you gonna think you're gonna be able to cope with us? If we go to the scenario, SHTL, ain't nobody going to come and help you if you couldn't fool amongst us. You done.
That's it.
Because the only thing between us and the mob is a breath. If you're not working on your spirit to get it right now, how you going to be ready? How are you going to be ready? As the book says, we're in the green.
Come on.
What are you going to do in the dry season?
Yeah. Come on.
There are going to be many of you trying to beat down the doors of Straightway at all these geographical locations that we are located in. And just because shit getting bad, all of a sudden, you're going to have a come to Jesus moment and you repent. No, we got more discernment than that, I promise you. Well, we're supposed to receive your words or repent of your false tears.
Word.
You see what I mean?
Yes.
That's why people like it. They have no enduring substance. None. They faint in a day of adversity. Their strength is small. And we're supposed to trust you. Well, Israel, we said a lot tonight. Y'all got anything? Israel, y'all got anything? Hope is very sober. I do. I truly hope on anything. This is extremely sober. We are coming up here, and we are in our seventh month. You know we use it, right?
Yeah,
oh, yeah. Because all our feasts take place when there's life.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's even still life in the Feast of Tabernacles.
Mm-hmm.
Well, stuff are getting ready. We calling it the dead season, right? All the pagan Christians, all y'all feasts take place during the dead season. Everything's dead.
Yeah.
Halloween, dead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving. Dead. You don't even know what the hell you give Thanksgiving for. First of all, you think, first of most of you, that, oh, we giving thanks for y'all. Give thanks for what? Still in his land? Oh, you're in trouble. You can't steal somebody. The book tells you that. It's an indictment against you. Man, you steal another? What does the book say about that? I'm going to leave it at that. Give you some homework. Give you some homework.
Yeah.
I also notice that people, they are finished with telling me, oh, you don't know, Pastor Val. You're just talking. I know there ain't nobody talking like that no more. You better go do your homework.
Yes, sir.
Then y'all got this fat-ass lie. Where's that woman teacher that did that Christmas thing? That woman broke down Christmas like you never believed before. Man, these books are so pagan. They worse than Vikings.
Yes, sir.
That woman broke it down. We had a documentary of that woman who broke it. I will put it on all the platforms. I'll find it. Man, she was out there telling about how these, man, they will shed so much blood during their Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
Then come your Easter. Your Easter Sunday morning. That's how you know people is not of Yah. Because how can you hear the truth? You got to despise because you are holding your family opinion and sway greater. Hey, did y'all ever go back and try y'all best to listen to Pilgrim's Progress? Man, y'all should try to listen to that, man.
Yes, sir.
Did I mention that last time?
Yes, you did.
Man, y'all should try to listen to that. And when you listen to it, make sure when you listen to it that there's no distractions.
Yeah.
Because, man, I'm telling you, y'all would love that. Oh, y'all would love it. Y'all would love it. So that brother, he went through. He going through the same thing we're going through. It's just, it was an account written a couple of centuries ago. But it's so profound, isn't it? Man, it was good. I'll put it like this. It was when people had more religious conviction than they do today.
Hallelujah.
I mean, I know what's going on today. You want to hear? Because iniquity shall abound. The love of many will wax cold. That's what's going on today. I know clearly what's going on because I can see it. I mean, lawlessness is everywhere.
Everywhere.
So, Israel, hey. We'll see y'all tomorrow morning, be the Father's will, and I think it is his will, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time.
Ooh,
I think what I say is 6:31 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, Feast of Tabernacles.
Yes.
No, trumpets, trumpets. Blowing the trumpets. Blowing the trumpets.
Oh, yeah.
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 We'll stay on trumpets right now. Then in between that, we'll get atonement in there someday or another, but I tell you what. It's always a beautiful thing. What did it not seem like that this feast came pretty fast this year? What if?
Come on with it.
Remember what the book says. Yah says, unless those days be shortened.
Yeah.
So. Think about this for a second. Here we are thinking we're still using the same second intervals. You get this?
Yes,
sir. Y'all had already prophesied and told us that except these days be short.
Yes.
You get that?
Yes, sir.
And he's doing it just to save his people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey!
Oh, yeah!
Come on,
sir.
Talk to us. Come on. The way y'all is, we could be sitting up here thinking.
Yeah.
That we're in a 24-hour cycle.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. Oh! And it feels like it.
It seems
like it.
Yes, man.
It looks like it.
Yeah.
Come on, our spirit's already telling us.
Man.
This year went by fast.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey. Think about that.
Yes, sir.
What if we're actually doing a year in 6 months? We wouldn't know.
Wow.
A thousand years is a day.
A day is a thousand years.
Man, come on. We wouldn't know. Oh, hey. I'm saying the only way we would know is when we sit up and we marvel at it.
Come on.
Boy, this is fast. You go to sleep, you wake up. I slept 7 hours that fast. What the?
Bro, oh, come on, Chef. Yeah, that's true.
Come on, Chef.
Wow.
What if y'all is already shortening them days?
Jesus.
Israel, I'm going to tell you something.
Yes, sir.
You're not going to know in the great. Oh, they made an announcement. They're shipping red heifers to Israel. Red heifers. That's good. That's the look I expect. Because, no. In Israel, they got this false-ass doctrine out there with the Ashkenazis. The Judo-Christians and all that other shit. They lying their ass off. Talking about the slaughter of red heifers and all this other stuff. Is it going to be the beginning? We're getting close to the beginning of the Great Tribulation. The book don't prophesy. None of the prophets talk like that or speak like that. Not a one of them. The red heifers is a prelude to the sacrifice of the third temple being rebuilt.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that in the book? No these prophets. Not a one. They're looking for a physical third temple to be rebuilt. But God said, you are the temple.
Yeah.
And then he said, what house are you going to build on?
Oh, come on, Chef.
Because God don't dwell in the temple of faith with hands.
Come on, Chef.
Yeah, they're going to do it.
And to see
many.
Millions. They're going to go out there and go through all the emotions. All, and they're going to do it. They're going to do sacrifices, the whole nine yards. Wait a minute.
Come on.
Now, you damn Christians, you better wake the hell up.
Come on.
You got this pagan-ass state over there called Israel.
Right.
Who don't believe in your Messiah. And they're going to build a third temple. They're going to start slaughtering red heifers in front of you.
Come on.
And you're going to still say, we're supposed to support that Israel?
No.
There you go. And when you shall see the abomination that maketh desolate, stand in the temple of Yah. Where is it at? You think there's some damn physical ass temple?
Mm-hmm.
No, just right here in your damn heart. Right here. Right here in your heart.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And they twist, walk the stars. And people said, ooh, blood red moons, ooh. Rapture of the church. And everybody gets mesmerized. And me and Jesus Shane said, I'm looking stupid, I guess. Look at him, look at me. Would you believe that shit? I wouldn't believe it either. If you go on looks, oh, leave it there, man. Look, ain't we going on looks, man?
All right. Yes, sir.
Yeah, but they have shipped in a load of red heifers. And I'm going to say it again. You cannot become an Israeli.
Yes, sir.
You cannot become an Israeli citizen.
Yeah.
Unless you renounce Jesus Christ, Yahshua, HaMashiach as the Messiah. You cannot!
Wow.
Now all you Christians tell me I'm lying, damn it. Steve says, bring it out! Tell me I'm lying!
Hallelujah.
Anyway, y'all can have all this. I'm going to tell y'all right now. The book says, well, I'll sell a young man men his ways without taking heed to the word of y'all. Y'all better, everything you thought about, all your little so-called little obedient dreams, and throw all that shit away.
I mean,
throw all of it away.
Yes, sir.
And get 100% concentrated to the kingdom.
Yeah.
All right. Shit away.
Yes, sir.
Throw away wife, throw away children, grandchildren, throw all this shit away.
Yes, sir.
And because you don't ask for none of these, they give it to you.
Come on.
But I know that my focus will be 100%.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's it.
No distractions.
Yes.
And that is a wise young man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Mm. Get the story when I came to Yahshua. Came to Jesus, and Carol was cutting fool us. They look at him, damn it. They had a bus station. They had Greyhound, and the competitor was Trailways. They said, shit, I don't give a damn what. I tell you what, if we do this, my way, you're going to do Trailways. You got to make up your mind real damn quick, because I ain't got too much long food with this shit.
Hallelujah.
Because I was talking way back then. So don't forget, hey, listen. Yep, past now, like 30, 40 years removed, I was still the same man I was when I was young. I was serious then. I was serious. I know what y'all did to me because there was no power. There was no power on earth to change my mind.
Come on,
me from my call. No.
Mm-mm. Come on.
Nope.
Yeah.
Had to be the Ruach.
Had to be.
Hallelujah. The power of y'all within.
Set apart.
And I'm so glad. Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad. Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad. Jesus lifted me.
let it be, singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me, I'm so glad. Jesus set me free, I'm so glad. Jesus set me free, I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free.
I ain't never heard that song, man, but I thought it was old.
Oh, yeah.
That was an archive.
Yeah.
Download it.
DJ. That's it. That's the button.
Y'all said a DJ.
Hey, hey, hey.
Y'all said a DJ in my life.
Come on. Is that? Yeah. Come on.
Is that Holy Ghost DJ?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sit down. Yeah.
Hallelujah, man. Come on.
Oh, it is good. Come on. Come on, man.
You know what the problem is? People ain't feel.
That's it.
Boy, I ain't got no, I don't have nothing to do with you being feel.
Ooh.
You don't want to charge of being.
Come on.
Yeah, my own trade up and stayed up.
Yes, sir.
Ooh.
Yes, sir.
All you got to do is just make sure you charge.
Yeah.
You get around everybody else, man. Just going to.
Let's go.
Yeah.
It has to.
Yeah.
It has to.
It
has to. Come on. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Woo.
Israel.
Ah. Oh, man.
You all right, Carla? Levi? Y'all better take our wisdom, because there's been a lot of young men sit right there and choose foolishness.
Yes.
Not really.
Yes.
Sit right there. Oh, yeah. When they were young. Oh, yeah. See, because when they're under authority, their ability to resist is knowing their voice. They get out there, all they think is wrong in.
Mm-hmm.
I never figured that shit out. All of us was out there in the world.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Doing every damn thing we thought we were meant to do.
That was I.
Y'all speak to us.
Yes.
And we didn't have the luxury.
Did not. No. Mm-mm.
And then, we're doing everything we can to get to this.
Yeah.
And the people that are born in it,
ooh,
doing everything they can to get out of it.
This don't make no sense.
Right, man. One thing.
Yeah, that's what it is. That is what it is. To a real, true Israelite, you have to understand, we in this world, we exist in this world, but none of this shit really mean nothing to us.
Yeah.
It don't.
It don't.
Now, we have a stewardship, a duty, and a responsibility.
Come on. Yes, sir.
But this don't really, come on.
Yes, sir.
I'm not just going to turn around and just lower and abase myself.
Hell no.
For your comfort.
Come on, chef.
So you can let iniquity abound.
Hell no.
Come on, no.
No.
We are stewards, man.
No. Yes, sir. No.
No, same requirement for us is for you.
I mean, yes.
And in that, we will glorify Yah.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Hallelujah. All right, folks. This is the end of the fake it till you make it.
Ain't a damn thing fake about it.
Real.
Yes, sir.
It's all real because we're Israel.
Yes, sir.
All right, that's it, my brothers and sisters. We enjoy each and every last one. Thank you for enduring us, putting up with us. We're looking forward. I wish all of you safe journey, safe travels. First of all, I want y'all to have a beautiful feast of trumpets.
Yes.
Blow them trumpets.
Yes.
Lift up your voice.
Yes.
Stand, scream, shout.
Hallelujah!
And if your flesh don't feel like keep doing it to the Holy
Spirit. Oh, yeah! Hallelujah! Oh, yeah!
Don't let that flesh get annoyed back.
Hell no.
Just get ready for the time of our life.
Yes.
You know what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen, right? The king going to show up.
Oh!
Sick are going to be healed.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. The disease is going to be
healed.
Yes, sir. Leper's going to be cleared.
Yes, sir.
All that's going to take
all of it. Yes.
People are going to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
There it is. Yes. Guaranteed.
And then those of us who've been in this for a while, we're going to receive you another
recharge.
Charge.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Refresh.
Yes.
That's a degree.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
We Israel.
We Israel.
Yes. Israel. So Israel, and we're going to throw up Nosy. That law, man.
That's it. Yeah.
We're going to show them what's up.
Yes,
we're
sir.
What's up.
I'm feeling so new what's up.
Yeah! Shabbat shalom, Israel. King Thomas.
Hallelujah.
That's funny. You're a grown man.